Greetings, Webcology listeners. The ecosystem of the web marketing world is always changing. Technology, and more importantly, radio is evolving. Introducing the next evolution of radio technology for web marketers, the webmasterradio.fm mobile app for iPhone and Android. Listen live, download new shows daily, and stay connected through our social media network. Download the webmasterradio.fm mobile app in the iTunes Store or in Google Play now.
Welcome to Webcology. Webcology is the show that takes you into the deepest and darkest ends of the ecosystem on the internet. Our guides will take you on a journey into web marketing and bring you the experts and the information so that you can further explore the web marketing world. Now, here are the hosts of Webcology, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hey everyone, welcome to Webcology here on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media, joined as always by Dave Davies from Beanstalk SEO. It's the 30th of January, 2014. And I got a shocking announcement to make. We don't have a very big guest today, but we do in a couple of weeks. Dave, you weren't around. You were walking back and forth between the bank and your office when I opened the Skype window to Webmaster Radio to be greeted with the note, "Big guest today. Good luck." Well, I did that about 20 minutes before going on air. And, you know, we do have a big guest coming up on February 20th, which, Dave, you know what? You should announce it because you set it up.
Yeah, it is one of my, and I think yours too, I think we share here, one of my favorite marketers, you know, traditional marketing and analyst of marketing and personal trends, Mr. Terry O'Reilly, has agreed to be a guest on our show. Going to be absolutely outstanding. I've actually got some questions that we're doing up, to sort of help people get the ball rolling. I'll announce its location maybe on next week's show or the week right before it, just so people can get familiar with, I think, the kinds of questions that you and I are going to be asking and the kind of information that I think people can take away. But I think, you know, I listen to his 30-minute show, get takeaways from it every single week. So it's I'm really, really excited to get a chance, and I'm sure you are too, to actually ask the follow-up questions to some of the great issues that he brings up.
For listeners who don't listen to CBC Radio, and I believe NPR, because I do think that Terry O'Reilly's shows are syndicated on NPR.
Yeah.
Terry O'Reilly is a advertising and marketing legend from Toronto. He has produced as Dave said, a 30-minute radio show for CBC Radio, which is syndicated on Sirius Satellite and on NPR, called Age of Persuasion and Under the Influence, and most recently wrote a book on marketing called Age of Persuasion. He produces radio that I don't have words for it. It is one of the best radio shows on any subject, but it is probably the best radio show on marketing being produced today anywhere in the world.
Certainly the best one off this network, anyway.
Indeed. We're slightly more relevant than Age of Persuasion. But February 20th, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, tune into Webmaster Radio. Tune into Webcology on Webmaster Radio. We have marketing and advertising legend Terry O'Reilly for the entire hour, and I am over the moon about that. But, Dave, we do not have a mega guest on today's show. But that's why I opened Skype up, and I see, oh, big guest today. And I'm just thinking, oh, my God, no. You guys are going to be as surprised as I am, I'm sure. What we did have was an interesting week in tech, which I'm sure we can talk about for the next hour or so. I came across the story this morning. You came across an alternative version on this story. So let's just dive right in. I wish I had $10 billion to write off in lost, I guess, a product I bought like 2 years ago, like Google does. Google just sold Motorola Mobility to the Chinese computer manufacturer Lenovo for $2.3 billion. Now, $2.3 billion might seem a lot of money to you. But when you consider that Google purchased Motorola Mobility in 2012 for over $13 billion, it begins to feel a lot like, well, one of those Yahoo deals.
Agreed. But some interesting points, and it was funny because you and I did. We shared our versions of the story and sort of sent like said totally opposite takes on things. But I think some points that are worth noting is when the initial acquisition came in, one of the things they were buying was Motorola had $3 billion in cash. So okay, let's take that $13 billion and make it $10 billion now.
Okay.
Because they had liquid assets, and those assets weren't sold in this one. They had then sold a couple years ago Motorola Home Modem for $2.35 billion. So okay, now we're sitting down closer to $7 billion. Then there's the purchase for $3 billion now. So now we're looking basically at an acquisition of about $4 billion that it actually cost them. At the end of the day, they basically spent $4 billion, and for that got a buttload of patents and a lot of insight as they were building Android over the last few years into some of the hardware that they'd had. So I think it's not quite as horrendous for them as the pure math might be in buy sell.
Instead of seeing a $10 billion loss, like was my first impression when I saw this story, you're able to itemize areas that, you know, Google has either made money, found money, or, as it occurred to me as you were outlining the itemized list, Google might have spent a couple $1 billion on a tremendous research project.
And so they should. I mean, this is the field, right, of massive, massive growth. You know, you and I both know this. Cindy Crumb's known it for like a decade now and kept talking about it, and then it finally happened. But the expansion of mobile and its vast power, I think having an insight as they have into, into the technology being developed. I mean, of course, they could tear apart one. They got some smart engineers, but the patents behind them, getting to look into those patents, a little deeper, getting, you know, access to the employees, I think that's really valuable. And one of the things that's also interesting is Google's recently launched into a patent sharing agreement with Samsung. Well, that in part relies on these patents that they've maintained from Motorola. So this has also enabled some very, very strong partnerships with Android phone manufacturers that they might not have had if they didn't have that leverage and some patents that Samsung would have wanted their hands on. So I think across the board, it was a good call on their part. I mean, could they have made a better call? Yeah, maybe. Maybe they could have got it a bit cheaper. Maybe they could have, you know, done this or done that. But I think at the end of the day, did they come out ahead? I think in this case, they came out at least zero. Like the value of what they have learned and maintained is at least equal to what it actually ended up costing them. And who's surprised? Hey, shocking story. Google came out either level or ahead, right?
And you know what? There's a business lesson in there, a great business lesson for observers. Things aren't always as they appear. There's reasons that people make what might look like a losing decision. And, you know, Dave, I think if there was a debate, your points win the debate.
Well, that
happens. You know what? Often.
Later, we're going to be talking Netflix and net neutrality, and we might be flipping our roles here. So.
I don't want to get into it yet, but I mean, it's topsy-turvy going around here, ain't it? Okay, so we were talking about Google and Motorola Mobility, and how, you know, as you were saying, Cindy Crumb years ago, and you know, the many of us about 2 years ago, Cindy Crumb like 7 years ago, recognized mobile is the play. That's supported by Facebook's most recent earnings report. Mobile has helped push Facebook, or has helped Facebook's fourth quarter revenues jump fourfold from $523 million at this time last year to $1.5 billion in the most recent quarter, Q4 2013. $1.5 billion, Q4 2013. That's phenomenal for, you know, given it's Facebook.
Yeah.
Analysts, well, Facebook itself is suggesting that mobile advertising revenue represented 53% of that, an increase of 24% from the fourth quarter of 2012. So that new Facebook you have, that new Facebook application you have on your Android or on your iPhone, that's delivering, or it's delivering Facebook to you, but it's delivering mega profits to Facebook.
And, you know, I don't mind. Like, to me, this is it's a perfect, you're offering me a service I use. I use it often. I use it for free. You know, you're finding ways to monetize that. Hey, you know what? We're marketers, right? Our job is to monetize. So, I mean, big congratulations to Facebook. I'm not even going to bother entering my rant that even with these kind of earnings, their stock value is grossly inflated. But
they will be. But there's one more thing from their recent report that I think is way worth noting. Monthly active users on Facebook is up 16% to 1.23 billion. Of those 1.23 billion, 945 million are using a mobile device.
Yeah. Is that surprising? Not at all.
Just the numbers. I mean, just the scale makes you sit back in your chair and, you know, just go, wow.
Yeah, it's true. You know what? It's funny. You bring that up, and yeah, it is an angle that my brain, and I'm sure yours too, has just become numb to numbers like that, right? It's like, you know, acquisitions in the billions for things, you know, where these numbers just sort of float around, and I'm so used to seeing them and hearing them and talking about them that you just sort of become numb to it. And you bring up a good point. Every now and then, it's interesting to sit back and go, let's just think about each human being and then how many that actually is.
Yeah. We're looking at one out of six humans on Earth.
That's a lot of humans.
With about one out of seven and a half of them accessing using a mobile device.
I know I do. I'm sure you do.
Oh, no, I do all the time. As a matter of fact, my mobile device accesses it for me by updating me every few minutes. I hear my Android go bing because somebody has replied to some smartassism I've put up on Facebook.
You, Jim, really?
You know what, Dave? We're jumping to it. I'm sorry. I've got to do it, okay?
All right.
Okay. Notice to Americans. We got Bieber. He's here in Toronto. He reported to 52 Division, downtown police division, on an assault charge. Apparently he was beating on the head of his limo driver last time he was in Toronto while the limo driver was trying to drive around. Don't do this, friends. Don't beat your limo driver whilst he's driving. That's just dumb. Anyway, if you want Bieber back, you got to leave a fistful of unmarked 20s in a pizza box behind the Toronto Community Housing buildings across from Don Bosco High School, because that's how stuff gets done. It's the Toronto way. I'm also, for a limited time only, selling the right to punch Justin Bieber in the mouth. 50 points, and you have the right to punch him in the mouth. You've heard it. I'm trying to get the right to box his ears, but I still haven't quite gotten there yet. I'm gonna sign that though. But 50 bitcoins, you can punch him in the mouth. You heard it here first.
I won't even go down a tangent of.
Okay, but I am gonna, because you know what really bugs me about this, Dave?
What's that?
Now people who listen to the show, people who know me, they know that I use my Facebook feed very liberally, shall we say.
Yeah.
And I post stuff about social justice. I post stuff about the environment. I post stuff, what I think is really good information, on search and web marketing. I post stuff about Toronto's mayor. I post stuff about, income inequality, what I consider life and death issues. If somebody can't afford to eat, they're going to be malnourished and die. I've
Fairly accurate, yeah.
I've never seen a response on my Facebook feed as I have today when I've been putting up smartass stuff about Justin Bieber. And let me tell you, friends, he doesn't matter. He doesn't matter. I mean, he does. He's worth – I mean, that dude is bank. Like, that guy is responsible for so much employment right now.
Oh, but yeah. But
he doesn't matter. Somebody else will be responsible for an equal amount of employment 6 years from now when we've all forgotten Bieber.
Right.
But for 50 bitcoins, you can punch him in the mouth.
So, yes. Again, he's good for the economy.
Good for my economy.
And I have a feeling you might...
punch him in the mouth on the swampland in Florida that I'm also selling for 70 bitcoins. Anyway, it stuns me. There's so much important stuff happening out there, from technology to war and peace. But the response I'm getting about Justin Bieber is pushing my clout score through the roof.
Well, yeah, and I mean, let's face facts. You know what, we and probably a lot of our listeners, we were young once. You know, and I'm not saying, hey, I was like Justin Bieber. Thankfully, no, I wasn't. But let's face facts. If I was like a late teen, early 20s dude, richer than God, you know, it might have caught me doing some dumb stuff too. Like, call a spade and go, to your point, this is a non-story. He's a kid his age doing stupid crap, which is what kids his age do, throwing little fits, this and that. What, you didn't do something stupid when you were...
I did lots of stupid
things. Well, I think we all did.
I could handle my drugs when I was a kid. That's how it worked. I could handle doing lots of stuff. More than anybody else standing, in fact, and not go and get myself arrested.
Right. Well, there is that. You didn't, you know, beat people, but nice. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think this is it's a huge non-issue. It's some, you know, dumb kid doing what dumb kids do, and you know, there you are, right? And it's no big surprise. And there you are. So we've given it a lot of airtime, you know, instead of covering war and peace.
And you know what we got to do? We got to give some of our sponsors some airtime, because heaven knows that's what they pay us for. We're going to be coming back. We're going to be talking about Edward Snowden. We're going to be talking about the Moz State of the Industry Survey, some fun stuff in there. Going to be talking some Super Bowl. But first, we got to be talking commercials. So friends, you're listening to Web Culture on webmasterradio.fm. It's Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media and Dave Davies from Beanstalk SEO. It's the 30th of January 2014. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology. We'll be back after this short break.
And a bit. There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention, like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short branded attractive.com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Why do over 15,000 small businesses love working with Infusionsoft?
Because we believe in people and their dreams.
We empower entrepreneurs, and our groundbreaking tools help small businesses grow and thrive.
We listen. We care.
We serve our customers, and we do what we say we'll do. We're always trying to find new ways to innovate and to improve our all-in-one sales and marketing platform. Most of all, from email to e-commerce,
we help small businesses like yours succeed.
Go to infusionsoft.com/radio to watch a free product demo. That's infusionsoft.com/radio.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi,
I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents PRSA. Diversity Today. PRSA members leading the PRSA Diversity Initiative. Look at the many roles diversity plays in the public relations profession. PRSA. Diversity Today. On demand anytime inside the PRSA channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Commercials off. Now back to Webcology. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Webcology here on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Jim Hedger from Digital Voice Media and Dave Davies from Beanstalk SEO, 30th of January, 2014. And you know what's coming up this weekend, eh?
Super Bowl?
Hey, good guess. It's amazing. If it had been Stanley Cup, you'd have had it just like that, right?
It's true. It took me a second. I will, of course, be watching it, but, because Seattle's in, so.
Indeed. And, okay, so it's Seattle versus Denver.
Yeah.
It's, the Super Bowl, man. Yeah. Because, you know, like both states, like Washington State and Colorado have, decriminalized marijuana. The only two states to ever play against each other in the era of the decriminalization of marijuana. So, yeah, it's going to be a serious bowl game, man. and if if Bing is to be believed, Seattle is going to beat the Broncos 33-17. How do we come up with this? We come up with this by reading Danny Goodwin's article in Search Engine Watch as fast as we possibly can. Okay, so Bing has broken down the number of searches done for Seahawks or for Seattle versus the number of searches done for Denver or Broncos, and has noted that Seahawks are dominating searches in Washington State by 95%. Well, of the 17 states where Broncos were high on search. Oh, by 79%, and they're leading in 33 of the 50 states. 17 of the states, the Broncos are winning on search volume. And even in their home state of Colorado, they're only seeing 85% of searches. Well, in Washington State, the Seahawks are seeing 95% of searches. So, those numbers don't lie, Dave.
No, they sure don't. I know if I was a bookie in Vegas right now, I'd be like, all right, time to change our odds up.
Yeah, I would.
Because, Bing is where you go to find the truth.
Well, especially when it comes to I think they're biased, honestly, because if I remember correctly, isn't, Bing located in Seattle?
Oh, yeah, maybe they're running. Maybe that's why it's at 95% up in Washington State. Or maybe this is a case of going, hey, if I have to put my money down, let's put it on Denver, because in their state they're looking up their enemy. Whereas in Washington,
not only that, I want our audience to sit back and remember last time Microsoft made a good bet. Think about this for a second, friends. What was the original bad bet they made? Nobody will need more than 64K?
Yeah, that was a gem. Then there was that, why don't we just put Powered by Google on our search, because I don't think search is that big.
Yeah, so anyway, we'd be remiss not to report this story, given the importance of the weekend. But, seriously, let's be real here. I love Seattle. Don't get me wrong. I'm rooting for the Seahawks because I'm rooting for the underdog. But do you know why I optimize for Google?
Because you put your money where it's smart.
Because that's who's going to win. That's why. Okay. To all Seahawks fans who are now no longer Webcology fans, I'm so sorry.
But we're both rooting for the Seahawks. So
that's right.
We're just- We're just telling the news.
That's right. Just calling it as it might be. Just like Big does. No banging on Big.
Just full of truthiness.
Okay, where are we going? Are we going to go to the maximum troll done by the Nobel Committee, or do you want to go to the Moz's State of the Industry survey?
Either or. You know what? Let's go to State, because we got a couple troll stories on coming up here with some Lycos trolls and stuff. So
yeah, tell you what, why don't we round out the hour with our troll stories, and we'll go into the state of the industry according to Moz. Now, every year for the last, since 2010, Moz has completed its annual state of the industry, revealing salaries, tools, etc. Mm-hmm. Now, we can't cover the entire survey. I mean, I think it's like 16 pages long. So let's just cover the fun stuff. How much you should be making.
Now, all right, to all both of our staffs, turn off your headsets now.
How did you know I was thinking that? Now, okay, a couple points I want to make before we start mentioning numbers here. Number one, yeah, Bree, turn off your radio. Get your staff to turn off their radios now. Number two, you remember that quote by Seth Godin about marketers?
Which one?
The one that goes, all marketers lie?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so when reporting income, let's keep this in mind, all marketers lie. Because, I mean, really. We're marketers, for God's sake.
Hey, we wouldn't lie about something like our income. What are you talking about?
We're doing so good that I'm able to pay myself $420,000 a year.
Yeah. I single-handedly skewed these results.
Yeah, the clues in the numbers there, friends. Okay, but let's pretend that everyone's telling the truth, because, you know, we like pretending. If you're working in the, if you're working in the web marketing industry, you're going to make the most money if you're a user experience expert, about $83,958 per annum. That's before taxes, friends. If you're working e-com, $74,727, which explains why Shirley Tan and Shauna Siegel are always so happy.
Hi, Shauna.
If you're working in web analytics, which means you always tell the truth,
right,
you're making $74,375 on average.
Well, because those people in analytics, they don't know how to skew data to show things in the best possible light.
Not at all. If you're working in marketing, in just the catchphrase marketing, I'm afraid there's nothing to qualify the word marketing, you'll be making about $73,000. If you work in PPC, you'll be making about $69,000. I knew there was a reason I didn't go into PPC. If you're in inbound marketing, you're making $67,893, but if you're into search engine marketing, you're making $64,460, and sadly, if you're into SEO, you're only making $60,000.
Oh.
I'm confused. Inbound marketing, SEM and SEO. Again, there's nothing really delineating between any of them, so maybe it's just the paste eaters who still call themselves SEO like me, and haven't gotten around to the newfangled term inbound marketing.
Well, and what I'm really interested in is the calculation. If I do, as I do, and I'm sure you do too, some web analytics, a little bit of marketing, a little bit of PPC, definitely some inbound marketing, a little bit of SEM, focus on SEO, and even some content development and a bit of web development, do I just get to add those numbers together?
No. Sadly, no.
Don't.
What you have to add them together and then find out how many you added together and divide by that number to get the average.
Oh.
And then multiply by 0.10 to get the reality. To complete the list, if you're a content writer, you're probably making $55,000. If you're a web development specialist, $54,000. If you're into PR, $51,000. If you're into social media, $49,000. And if you're just one of those lowly people who build the entire infrastructure, a web designer, you're probably making $48,000 a year.
You know, the only one on here, I'm guessing, probably isn't screwed, and we didn't, or skewed, well, or screwed, either or. Sorry, I'm looking at a screw right now, because I'm looking at the one that I'm about to refer to, is the one at the top of the list, engineers, coming in at 99. Now, this isn't related to marketing, and I'm leaning on that, because I've met some engineers. You remember Rick Morris, and those crew of people, where it's like, no, A, you are well paid, like, really, really well paid, and B, you just tend to all think about what works and getting that job done as fast. So I think they just go, yeah, I could make up a number, but that takes longer. here's what I need. Now let me get back to work.
Okay, I'm not touching the not getting screwed one since you named one of the engineers. You blew up perfectly good. Because Rick's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
And he shouldn't get screwed more often.
and then they've also listed off the tools. Were there any surprises in there?
Let me see here. You know, the one surprise in here, and this could be because of timing, is Ahrefs is still included on the list of top 10 tools that are recognized. Number one, Google Webmaster Tools. Number two, Moz. Number three, Open Site Explorer. Number four, Majestic SEO. Number five, Screaming Frog. Number six, Bing Webmaster Tools. Number seven, Yoast. I'm assuming the WordPress tools. Number eight, SEMrush. Number eight, Ahrefs. And number nine is Ahrefs, and number 10 is Firebug. And it's Ahrefs that confuses me because, if I remember correctly, they're still reliant on scraping keyword data out of Google.
What I am gathering, they're referring to on Ahrefs. They have focused. It's funny because I was actually just at the Ahrefs site a few days ago. They're much more focused on the backlink crawls that they've been doing and showing link data now.
Oh, good.
So I'm guessing that's the route they're going. And hat tip to them. I looked at some of their data, which is what I was doing. I was doing research, right, to find, you know, I like data, right? So do you, I'm sure. And was just looking at new sources for it. And their data is, if anything, even they don't allow as many neat tools and ways of tweaking the data as, say, Majestic does, but it is much more robust. The data that they do have. So if you have a developer on hand, or you know, you can hire one to build, sort of make their data do what you like from Majestic. You know, the sort of clique hunter and stuff like that, which I do find helpful. You would end up with probably a more thorough set of data. Certainly, even more thorough if you took your Google Webmaster Tools data, your Majestic data, and your Ahrefs, dumped it all into one database and then made your list set of that. But no, I was actually quite impressed. I hadn't really heard from them very much in a while, decided to go back, take a look at what they were doing when I was looking for some new data sources. And I was, kudos to them, pretty impressed with what they were doing.
There you go. Okay. I'm so glad you said that, because I didn't want to diss a company on the air, a perfectly good company on the air, but the last I knew of them, there was controversy around scraping Google's keyword data, and they were afraid they were going to get cut off. So it sounds like they've gone in a smart direction.
Right. Provide us the data we need and that is free for you to provide, right, because you're not violating anything really getting it. So. It's pretty good. And one that a lot of people don't know on this list, like everybody knows Yoast. Like if you have a WordPress site, you know Yoast.
Oh yeah.
Right. Neat stuff coming out. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it. I've only read through it. I haven't installed it yet on our site. Neat stuff in their pro version. For people who don't, you know, you might want to investigate some of the features, like they're, you know, allowing for redirect controlling, in their new pro version.
Which is so excellent. I mean, like, just typing it in at the back end of WordPress rather than have it open Notepad, so amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is that where I'm like, it's actually not that hard to do it here.
The ease of doing it. I mean, that's the thing I love about WordPress.
Right. I'm in there. I'm already moving my content while I'm in there. Just let me do it. Just let me go, and now you're here.
What are you, multitasking?
Fix it. And one of the things, I know a lot of people don't know Firebug. I'm sure you do.
I love Firebug. Oh, yeah. My God. I love Firebug.
I use it daily. I'm sure you do too. And it's funny because I even use it just in my daily, like, I want to find where this image location is, right? Or whatever. And you can right click and get it, but just Firebug click. Now I can see how it's built into the page. It's a really, really great tool for those who don't know it. It's probably one of the great unsung sort of heroes of making your life a lot easier.
Click of the mouse. And it, well, it's, you know what? It's like a find button for code. How's that?
Yeah, no, that's a great analysis. And one of the things I love is you can actually bugger about in your styles, like through Firebug, and it'll make those changes happen. So if you just want to see, hey, what happens if I make this wider?
Mm-hmm.
You can just do it right in Firebug and go, hey, that worked, and then make it wider. Or whatever. I'm thinking of like a div or something like that.
Yeah, so. If you guys are, if anyone out there is a hands-on SEO, check out Firebug. It's one of the most... is that called? What do they call the? I am so old, I forget stuff. What do they call their add-ons for Firefox? Right, that's what the
plugins
term is.
Or add-ons?
No,
yeah.
Plugins is for WordPress. You don't want to confuse me.
No, oh, jeez, you're right. Okay, so now I'm getting old. Thanks, Jim. I was feeling fine.
Happens to all of us, brother. It happens to all of us. Something happened the other day that I actually remembered from the 70s. That really disturbed me. Okay.
I know I was wearing bell bottoms.
Yes, but whose were they? That's the question. Yeah.
My friends were telling me I was having a great time, so it must have been the 70s.
Okay, let's we're gonna have to go to commercial break in a few minutes. Let's round out this survey. The top marketing activities and metrics and stuff like that. What do you do most? Like in your practice, Dave? I mean, given you're the shop owner, but still, what do you do most in your day?
I personally tend to mainly focus on analytics and technical, like more on the audit side.
And it tends to be what most SEOs do all day. Well, 68.8% report that conversion rate and performance metrics are the most important things to them in any given day.
Yeah, I would agree.
Followed by landing page traffic, which I kind of think falls into analytics, but that's a, you know... followed by, Google data from Google Webmaster Tools. Followed by, you know what? I read this wrong. These are the most important metrics. Conversion rate and performance metrics, landing page traffic, Google Webmaster Tools data, estimated traffic based on other data, and then social data like tweets, likes, plus ones, etc.
Yeah. So it seems about right to me. How about you?
Seems about right to me, although I'm getting thrown by the middle one, Google Webmaster Tools data, because that's where I'm getting my landing page traffic data from.
Well, there's that. Yeah, I mean, you know what, to you, Orion, and probably most of our listeners, I think because we tend to deal, like as owners or people who are directing companies, everything's important, right? So it's like, what importance would I give Webmaster Tools? 100. How about analytics? 100. all of these things would be, these things are absolutely critical. I totally agree with you. Landing page traffic, well, that's analytics to me. Like, I would lump it into the same thing. But
project management software, number one. Let's see, time recording software, number one.
Yeah, basically, anything I do. Yeah, well, that's the thing. If I do it, there's a reason, and that gives it its importance is critical because there's a reason I have it. It's like, but at the end of the day, I think we have to consider that there are, we looked at who was polled. There are people who are, just doing, I shouldn't say just like it's a bad thing, but that are specialized into social media. So their opinions are factored in, and would they concern themselves as much with Google Webmaster Tools? Not as much as, say, a technical on-page SEO, where it's critical. This is where your penalties, warnings, and notifications of, like, broken pages are coming from. Right? So, of course, you need to be in there. Its importance is, 110% because you need this.
Okay, and now, that's a segue into friends. We got a couple messages coming up, and you need this, which is why you should listen to these commercials. Before we got to jump to commercial, before we do, I want to remind listeners that on February 20th, we have one of the biggest guests we've ever had on Webcology. marketing and advertising legend Terry O'Reilly. He's going to be on for the full hour, so February 20th, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Tune in live. Listen to an interview that has both Dave and I don't know, but anticipation and terror at the same time. But before we can get to that, before we can get to anything else, we got to run these commercials. So, friends, you listen to Webcology and WebmasterRadio.fm. It's the 20th or 30th of January. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology. We'll be back after this short break.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple.
All you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking,
you should be using Authority Labs.
Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords,
what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing?
Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing.
Fang Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo,
and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts.
Fang Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANGdigital.com.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Your mission, initiate internet marketing measures. Your arsenal, the weapons of mass marketing. Weapons of Mass Marketing.
On demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Commercials off. Now back to Webcology. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Webcology here on WebmasterRadio.fm. It's the 30th of January, 2014. This is Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media and Dave Davis from Beanstalk SEO. And Dave, this is probably the funniest news story I've seen in a week.
Okay, I'm waiting.
And I mean, this is funnier than Bieber getting arrested for beating his limo driver about the head whilst driving. Which, like I tell you, is pretty funny. Remember when Obama first became president, the very first major international award he won?
I do not, but you're about to educate me.
It was the Nobel Peace Prize. I guess the world was so weary of the belligerency of the Bush presidency that Obama looked like a breath of fresh air, and they awarded him the Nobel Peace Prize just for not being Bush. Well, flash ahead a couple of years to the year 2014, and while the nominees for Nobel are slowly being for the Nobel Peace Prize are slowly being released, and in what can only be called the Trollius Maximus move by the Nobel Committee, Trollius Maximus, I think it's the Latin term for it.
It's official, yeah.
Edward Snowden has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, so do I.
I can't help it. I just think that's so funny. The one guy, one of the people that Obama wants behind bars more than anybody on Earth, has been nominated for the exact same prize that Obama won for being the great new hope. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to me, I think it's a fun move from the people that nominated him, but to me, at least, the award does, you know, I'm not going to take a side on this one, and you know what side I'd take as to whether he's a villain or doing a good job here, but that, as an aside, Peace Prize doesn't actually apply. Like, it's not actually what I would put as this applies to, you know, his activities don't really, to me, go, hey, Peace Prize was won by the Canadian who founded, like, the Blue Berets in the United Nations. That's a Peace Prize. Yeah, exactly. And that's peace. Like, that's what it's for. You know, not necessarily a whistleblower when it has kind of nothing to do with peace. We can talk about it as a benefit for sure, and a revelation as far as privacy, certainly. But peace, not so much. Not in my opinion, anyway.
If it wasn't for Edward Snowden, nobody would know that every time you play Angry Birds, you're reporting back to the NSA. Did you hear about that? Did you hear that story?
Only because you had mentioned it.
As it turns out, seriously, the NSA isn't just relying on tapping, like, big fiber lines. Not when every time you approve an app on your Android or iPhone device, you give the app maker, like, rights that would make a Facebook app maker jealous. You know, every time you accept a new app on your phone, you're allowing the app maker to know exactly where you are, what your conversations are. Sometimes they turn on the phone or turn on the speaker on your phone without you knowing it. My Android, which is sitting up on the shelf above my desk right now, could be listening to this part of the radio show.
And I don't know. Or they could just log in. They could just go to Webmaster Radio and get the same thing if they wanted.
Dear NSA, it's much easier. But the thing is, Dave, you and I live in the digital world. Like, it's I remember years ago when you and I were working at Stepforth, I once said, for guys like you, the safest space for guys like you and me, the safest space is always the open space, because we live on the internet. What's the point in trying to hide anything? We live in the world's largest knitting circle. But most people don't. Most people have their big toe in the internet, or maybe they're up to their knees in the internet as opposed to up to their ears like we are. And they actually have some semblance of privacy in their lives.
What's that?
I don't know. Let me ask one of my friends on Facebook. Perhaps they can tell me. The point I'm trying to make is you and I, we know the environment we're walking in. You know you're walking in the jungle. You know that. Most people don't. Most people have no idea. Every time you turn your phone on, you are turning on the most ingenious tracking device ever. And Angry Birds, I imagine the hockey and baseball games I got installed on my phone. Those are probably segues into the NSA's repository of information. We would not know that had it not been for Nobel Peace Prize nominee Edward Snowden.
Well, and I mean, this is really useful information. I mean, and I think it's great that the government gets access to that, because I can see them going, we need to watch that Dave. I mean, we've got to expect that he's about to go violent, because, man, he has been stuck on level 147 of Candy Crush for like 3 days. I mean, his temperature must just be rising right now.
Well, you remember that movie, The Last Starfighter, from like back in the 80s?
Classic, yep.
Okay, so the premise of the movie was that, a race of aliens put a video game in a trailer park somewhere in the American South so that they could find the very best person at this video game so that person could become a pilot in their space war. You following me?
It's the only logical way to find a pilot.
So what we're seeing here is with Angry Birds is we know that America is going to be facing major military cutbacks. I mean, it's a deficit, right? And so those M16s don't come cheap. So they're just trying to find people who could use slingshots. That's my thing.
See, I thought we were they knew something about Alfred Hitchcock as a predictor of the future and that we were going to be attacked by birds. We needed to know how to make use of this vast number of fowl we were about to have around us. But no, you may be right. It may be the slingshot angle.
I think it's the slingshot angle. I'm positive. In my experience with Angry Birds, it's always the slingshot angle. And it's always wrong. Okay, moving right along. I don't know the right way to say this in Chinese, and I'm afraid I can't conjugate it in Latin, but it's the year of the horse. As of today, happy Chinese New Year to all of our listeners out there who commemorate Chinese New Year. Happy New Year.
Gung Hei Fat Choi.
Gung Hei Fat Choi. Is that the correct thing to say for the year of the horse? Or is there...
No, that's not year of the horse. That's just happy New Year.
Oh.
To the best... Now, I know I'm going with my memory there, but I'm 90% sure that's right.
Okay, well, Gung Hei Fat Choi. On behalf of Dave Davies, Jim Hedger, and Webmaster Radio. So, guess who's standing up for net neutrality? Finally.
Couldn't have predicted this one coming.
Coming out of the server closet and saying, hey, it's our business model. I mean, it's important for everybody. Netflix has come off the server shelf and said net neutrality is way important. Now, personally, I agree with them, although I wish a less self-serving representative would step forward.
You know what? I don't mind self-serving.
Given the environment, it's all self-serving, isn't
it? Well, exactly. I mean, when you and I have our opinions, it's self-serving. When Google comes out, it's self-serving. What I love, if this can work, is it almost brings it back to what my initial hopes were when we first started this debate, which is the consumer controlling the power. And to me, if Netflix can really, and I'm, you know, they're going to pull more people in. If they, of all people, because my dollar is buying me a service, right? I mean, now you're hitting me where it really, really counts because I understand Netflix. And I mean, the average consumer, you and I, we've debated this on stages, right? Like we got this one, you know, and in regards to how potential impacts and at least realizing that, hey, it might impact in areas we can't even predict right now because, hey, mm-hmm. this whole internet thing progresses. But now that they are able to put it to the consumer, to the mass public with a here's what it costs you. I'm really excited by this because it could pull it back into the world I would like to see it in, where the FCC dropped the ball and it got lost, which was my big problem last week with net neutrality issues, is they dropped the ball and now I was basically going, okay, Jim, you were right, I was wrong. If Netflix can pull this back in, that'll pull it back into the realm I would love to see it in, which is I am a consumer. This is my dollar. I will control. And if we end up boycotting specific services and providers because they're not doing what we're telling them to do, I mean, just, at the end of the day, you know it, I know it. That's where the big decisions get made.
Well, it just seems so much trouble to, like, go without when we could simply have a much larger governing body say, no, you don't got to go without. And it also strikes me that the consumer, in fact, does have power over government, more power over government than we do over corporations, in fact. We can vote them out. We can say, hey, hit the road, Jack. We can do that. We have the
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but that means that I have to learn stuff and
yeah, it does.
Educate myself and actually form opinions on things. And oh, wait, that's what we do every week, Jim. We're good.
And you know what? We're almost out of time. We do not have time to take on a new story. So I want to mention the stories that we're not going to mention. If you guys get a chance, go over to webpronews.com today. Very first story is a blog post that I'm positive I saw earlier this week. I think she might have posted it at her own site. But Sugar Ray Hoffman, one of the originals, Ray Hoffman weighs in on Google propaganda. Read the articles. It's what you and I were saying last week, basically, about Matt and his the guest blogging posts, the guest blogging comments he was making.
Mm-hmm.
The behavior modification, Google says so, so you will do it. Sugar Ray articulates it far better than we did last week. Read the article. The other one, and I really wanted to cover this, was the patent troll winning big against Google. It's in Wired magazine today in their business section. Apparently, Lycos was good for something after all. You'll have to read the article to find out how. We're done, though. We've gone through a whole hour. I want to remind guests, on the 20th of February, tune into this show. It'll be so worth it. Get your boss to tune in. Get some popcorn. Have drinks while the show's on. Heaven knows we do. Anyway, on behalf of Dave from Beanstalk SEO, that's Dave at beanstalkseo.com. This is Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media, Jim at digitalalwaysmedia.com. You've been listening to Webcology on webmasterradio.fm. We got more great content coming up on Webmaster Radio. Stay tuned.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.